This is the Sakar Murli of the 27th of January, 2025. Essence, sweet children, when you reach your Karmateet stage, you will go to the land of Vishnu. Only the children who pass with honours become Karmateet. Question. What effort do both fathers make on you children? Answer. Both Bap and Dada make the effort to make you children become worthy of heaven, completely virtuous, and 16 celestial degrees full. It is as though you have received a double engine. He teaches you such a wonderful study that you claim your sovereignty for 21 births. Song. Do not forget the days of your childhood. Om Shanti. You sweetest, long lost and now found children heard the song. According to the drama plan, such songs have been selected for you. People are wonderstruck that Baba speaks a Murli on these film songs. They say, what type of knowledge is this? You have put aside the scriptures, the Vedas and the Upanishads, etc., and conduct a Murli on film songs? It is in the intellects of you children that you belong to the Unlimited Father, from whom you receive supersensuous joy. Therefore, you must not forget such a father. It is only by having remembrance of the father that your sins of many births are burnt. It should not be that you stop remembering Baba and your sins still remain. Your status would also be reduced. You should make effort to remember such a father very well. Just as when there is an engagement, they continue to remember one another. So you too are now engaged. Then when you reach your Karmateet stage, you will go to the land of Vishnu. There is now Shiv Baba and also Prajapita Brahma Baba. You have received two engines. One is incorporeal and the other is corporeal. Both make effort to make you children worthy of heaven. You have to become full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees completely full. Here you have to pass an examination. These aspects are not mentioned in the scriptures. This is a very wonderful study for your future 21 births. All other studies are for this land of death, whereas this study is for that land of immortality. However, you have to study here for that. You souls cannot go to the Golden Age until you become pure. This is why the Father comes at the Confluence Age. This is called the most auspicious, beneficial Confluence Age, when you become worth diamonds from shells. Therefore, you must continue to follow Srimat. Only Shiv Baba is called Shri Shri. The meaning of the rosary has also been explained to you children. At the beginning is the tassel, Shiv Baba. And then there is the jewel bead, because this is a family path. Then there are the beads who gain victory. It is their rosary of Rudra. It then becomes the rosary of Vishnu. No one knows the meaning of this rosary. The father sits here and explains. You children have to change from shells into diamonds. You have been remembering the father for 63 births. You are all now lovers of the one beloved. All of you are devotees of the one God. He alone is the husband of all husbands and the father of all fathers. He makes you children into kings of kings. He does not become that himself. The father repeatedly explains, it is only by having remembrance of the father that your sins of many births will be burnt away. Sages and holy men say that souls are immune to the effect of action. The father explains, it is souls who carry good and bad sanskars. Those people say, wherever I look, I only see God. All of this is God's wonderful game. They have become absolutely dirty on the path of sin. Hundreds of thousands are following the dictates of such people. This is also fixed in the drama. Constantly keep the three worlds in your intellects. Shantidam, the land of peace, where souls reside. Sukdam, the land of happiness, for which you are now making effort. And Dukdam, the land of sorrow, which begins after half a cycle. God is called Heavenly God the Father. He does not establish hell. The Father says, I only establish that land of happiness. This is a play about victory and defeat. You children are now gaining victory over Maya, Ravan, by following Srimat. Then, after half a cycle, the kingdom of Ravan begins again. You children are now on a battlefield. Your intellects have to imbibe this, and then you have to explain to others. You have to become sticks for the blind and show them the path home, because everyone has forgotten that home. People say that this is a play, but they also say that its duration is hundreds of thousands of years. The father explains, Ravan has made you so blind. The father is now explaining everything to you. The father is called the knowledgeful one. This does not mean that he knows everything that is going on within everyone. Those who study occult powers are able to tell you what is going on inside you. That is not the meaning of knowledgeful. This is the praise of the Father. He is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of bliss. People say that he knows everything within everyone. You children now understand that he is the teacher, and that he is teaching us. He is also the spiritual father and the spiritual Satguru. Others are bodily teachers and gurus. They are all separate. The three of them cannot be the same. In some cases, someone's father would also be his teacher, but he couldn't be his guru as well. Even so, they are all human beings. Here, the Supreme Spirit, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul is teaching you. A soul cannot be called the supreme soul. No one even understands this. They say that the supreme soul granted Arjuna such a vision that he said, "Please stop. I can't bear the brightness of this light." All of those things that people have heard have made them believe that the supreme soul is a bright light. Previously, some who came to Baba used to go into trance. They would say, "Stop this, it is too bright, I cannot tolerate it." It was the devotional feeling from what they had heard previously, and it still remained in their intellects. The Father says, "I fulfill whatever devotional feelings they remember me with. If they are worshippers of Ganesh, I grant them a vision of Ganesh. When they have a vision, they believe they have reached the land of liberation. But no one can go to the land of liberation. There is the example of Narad. He has been remembered as the highest devotee. He asked if he could marry Lakshmi and was told to look at his face in a mirror. There is also the rosary of devotees. Mira has been remembered amongst the females, and Narad amongst the males as the main devotees. Here, in this knowledge, Saraswati is the main one. All are number-wise." The Father explains, "You have to remain very cautious about Maya. Maya makes you do such wrong things that you will have to cry and repent at the end about how God came and yet you were not able to claim your inheritance. You will become maids and servants of the subjects. Later the study will end and you will have to repent a great deal. Therefore, the Father has been explaining to you from the beginning so that you don't have to repent at the end. The more you continue to remember the Father, to that extent your sins will be burnt away with the fire of remembrance. You souls were Satupritan, and you then became Tamupritan, as more and more alloy was mixed into you. There are the names golden, silver, copper and iron. You are now to go from the Iron Age to the Golden Age. You souls cannot go there until you become pure. In the Golden Age there was purity, and there was also peace and prosperity. Here there is no purity, and so there is no peace or prosperity either. There is the difference of day and night. Therefore, the Father says, do not forget the days of your childhood. The Father has adopted you. He has adopted you through Brahma. This is an adoption. A wife is adopted, whereas children are created. A wife is not called a creation. This Father also adopts you. You are the same children of mine whom I adopted a cycle ago too. It is the adopted children who receive the inheritance from the Father. You receive the most elevated inheritance from the highest on high Father. First is God, and then Lakshmi and Narayan, the masters of the Golden Age, are the second number. You are now becoming the masters of the Golden Age. You have not yet become complete. You are still becoming that. true spiritual service means to become pure and make others pure. You are now doing spiritual service, and this is why you are very elevated. Shiv Baba makes impure ones pure, and you also make others pure. Ravan made your intellect so degraded. The Father is now making you worthy of becoming masters of the new world. How can they say that such a Father is in the pebbles and stones? The Father says, this play is predestined. The same will happen in the next cycle. According to the drama plan, I have come to explain to you. There cannot be the slightest change in this. The Father cannot delay coming by even a second. Just as there is Baba's reincarnation, so there is also the reincarnation of you children. You have incarnated here. Souls come down to play their parts in corporeal forms. This is called incarnation. You came down here from up above in order to play your parts. The Father's birth is divine and unique. The Father himself says, I have to take the support of matter. I enter this body. This body has been selected for me. This is such a wonderful play. Everyone's part in this play is predestined, and each one continues to play it. You will play your parts of 21 births again in the same way. You have received this clear knowledge, but you understand it number-wise according to the efforts you make. Baba praises the Maharatis. A war was portrayed between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. All of those stories have been made up. You now understand that they are physically doubly violent, whereas you are spiritually doubly non-violent. Just look how simply you are sitting in order to claim your kingdom. You know that your sins will be absolved by having remembrance of the Father. This is the only concern you have. Your whole effort is just in having remembrance. This is why the ancient yoga of Bharat has been remembered. People abroad, too, want to learn the ancient yoga of Bharat. They believe that sannyasis can teach them this yoga. In fact, they do not teach anything. Their renunciation belongs to Hatha Yoga. You belong to a family path. Your kingdom existed at the beginning. It is now the end. There is now government of the people by the people. There is extreme darkness in the world. You know that there is going to be bloodshed without cause. They also show such a play. However, here it is a matter of the unlimited. There will be so much bloodshed. There will also be natural calamities. Death will come for everyone. This is called bloodshed without cause. You will need to have a great deal of courage to be able to watch this. Those who are afraid quickly faint. You have to remain fearless in this. You are Shiv Shaktis. Shiv Baba is the almighty authority, and we take Shakti, that is power, from him. Only the Father shows you the way to become pure from impure. The Father gives you very simple advice. Children, you were Satupratthan and have now become Tamupratthan. The Father now says, remember me and you will become pure from impure and you will become Satupratthan. You souls have yoga with the Father so that your sins can be burnt away. The Father is the authority. They show Brahma in the picture, emerging from the navel of Vishnu. They say that he sat and explained all the secrets of the Vedas and scriptures through him. You now know that Brahma becomes Vishnu and that Vishnu then becomes Brahma. Establishment takes place through Brahma, but he also has to sustain the creation that takes place. All of these aspects have been explained to you very clearly. Those who understand this spiritual knowledge are concerned about how it can be given to everyone else. If you have wealth, why should you not open a centre? The Father says, rent a building and open a hospital, come university there. There is liberation through yoga and liberation in life through this knowledge. You receive a double inheritance. You simply need 3 square feet of land for this. You don't need anything else to open a godfatherly university. Whether it's called Vishwa Vidyalaya or university, it is the same thing. This is a huge university for becoming deities from ordinary human beings. People ask you how you cover your expenses. The father of the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris has so many children, and yet you ask this. Just look at what is written on the board. This knowledge is so wonderful. The Father is also wonderful. How do you become the masters of the world? You call Shiv Baba Shri Shri because he is the highest on high. Lakshmi and Narayan are called Shri Lakshmi and Shri Narayan. You have to imbibe all of these aspects very well. The Father says, I teach you Raj Yoga. This is the true story of immortality. The story of immortality would not have been told to only one Parvati. Many people go to Amnath. New children come to the Father in order to be refreshed. Then, when you are refreshed, you have to explain to others, refresh them and open centres. The Father says, simply take 3 square feet of land and open a hospital come university, and many will benefit from that. There is no expense in that. You receive health, wealth and happiness within a second. You children take birth and become heirs. When you simply have faith, you can become the masters of the world. But everything then depends on how much effort you make. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the Spiritual Father. essence for Dana, one. In order to watch the scenes of bloodshed without cause at the end, you Shiv Shaktis have to become very fearless. By having remembrance of the Almighty Authority, you can take power from Him. 2. Become pure and do the true spiritual service of making others pure. Become doubly non-violent. Become a stick for the blind and show everyone the way home. 3. Blessing. May you be a true renunciate and experience equality and perfection by finishing any consciousness of I or mine. At every second and in every thought, remember Baba, Baba. Finish any consciousness of I. When there is no I, then is no mine. My nature, my sanskars, my nature, my work, or my duty, my name, my honour. When all consciousness of I and mine finish, there is then equality and perfection. The renunciation of I and mine is the greatest and most subtle renunciation. Only when you sacrifice the horse of this consciousness of I into the Ashwamedh sacrificial fire will the final sacrifice be offered. The drums of victory will then beat. Slogan. To say Haji, that is yes indeed, and to extend the hand of cooperation means to wear a garland of blessings. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. You will be able to give Sakash with your mind when you practice being constantly stable in a stage of stability. For this, first of all, transform waste thoughts into pure thoughts. Then finish all the different type of obstacles that come from Maya on the basis of godly love. Increase your power of concentration by learning the lesson of belonging to the One Father and to none other. Om Shanti.